We're on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. And the Gemara Daf Beis Amid Aleph told us, Rabbi Yochanan said that the way, the Makar, the source where we learn out that you need 7 days of separation for the Kohen Gadol before the Yom Kippur service, and you need 7 days also for the Kohen who's going to burn the Parah Aduma. We learned it out from the Shivas Yimei Amiluim. Just like the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, you had 7 days of Aaron being separated and put into the Oil Mayid to see what the Avodah has to be done. Moshe Rabbeinu taught him for 7 days, and then he had the 8th day, Vayi Vayim Hashmini. So too, Kasher, Osa Vayim Azet, Siv Hashem Lasseis, Lechaper Aleichem. Lasseis and Lechaper. We said one is referring to Yom Kippur, that's Lechaper, and Lasseis is referring to the Parah Aduma. And the Gemara wanted to say, well, maybe it's other things. Maybe Lechaper could be referring to other Kabbonis. Maybe it could be referring to other times. For example, Yomim Tevim, Regalim. And the Gemara says it can't, but it has to be something that's one time a year. And then the Gemara says it also can't be, because if it will be Pesach or Sukkot, it will be 7 days separation for 7 days, and that can't be 7 days for 1 day. And Shemini Atzeres, it couldn't be. Why? Because if Sukkot couldn't be the one that you needed 7 days of separation beforehand, that's the Iker, so the Tufel, which is Shemini Atzeres, Tufel to Sukkot, it's like an attachment on to Sukkot, certainly could not have the needed 7 days of separation. So we're on Gimel Amud Aleph now, 4 lines from the top. The Gemara continues, and their questions, maybe it's referring to a different Yom Tov, not only Yom HaKippur. Ve'imatzeres, maybe it's referring to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, because that indeed is a Prishas Shiva L'Yom Echadu. There you have 7 days separation for 1 day of Avodah, 1 day of Karbonis that you bring on Shavuos. Maybe the Kohen or the Kohanim that are going to do the Avodah that day, maybe they are going to have 7 days of separation beforehand. Omer Rabbi Abba says like this, Don in par echod v'ayel echod mi par echod v'ayel echod. You want to compare a case that has one ram and one bull that you bring, which is Yom HaKippurim, from a place that has one and one, which is namely the Miluim. They had one par and one ayah, like it says in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, Kach loka egel ben bokor lechatos, v'ayah lecha lo'oilo. Aaron had to bring a carbon chatos and carbon oilo. An ayah and a par, a bull and a ram. La'afugei atzeres, the shnei elim ninu. But you can't compare it to Shavuos, because on Shavuos we know there's two rams that you have to bring as an obligation of carbon. You have to bring two rams together with the Shtei Alechem, and therefore that cannot be comparable to the Miluim, which is only one and one. Good. So very good. So Yom HaKippurim is one ram and one bull, and Shavuos Yom the Miluim also was one ram and one bull, as opposed to Shavuos, which is two Elim. So Gemara says, that's good according to the Mandoma that says that on Yom Kippur all they brought was one ram, aside for the bull, only one ram. But there is an opinion, like we're going to see in a moment, that also actually the Yom Kippurim they brought two rams. Funny machlekes. What do you mean one ram or two rams? What does it say in the Torah? Just check it up in the Torah. So here's the machlokes, if you hold that the Yom HaKippurim itself had two rams, so then, what are you going to say? In other words, because then Yom HaKippurim is no better off than Shavuos. We say Shavuos can't be learned out of Miluim, because Miluim has one ram and one bull. Shavuos has two. So we said Yom HaKippurim also has one and one. So the Gemara says that's only good if you are of the opinion of like Rebbe, that holds there's only one ram and one bull. But what if you hold like this other opinion, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, that actually you brought two? What's the machlokes? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. Rebbe Yomer, this is a Braisa later. Rebbe Yomer says, Ayel Echad Hu Ha'omer Kan, Hu Ha'omer B'chumash HaBikudim. In other words, concerning the Avodah and Yom HaKippurim, it says in Parshas Acharimos that you have to bring an ayel, one, ayel echad. And it says in Parshas Pinchos, which gives a whole list of all the karbonis of all the Yamim Tovim, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, it says also you bring Ayel Echad. So Rebbe says, even though it says one Ayel in Parshas Achareimos and one Ayel in Parshas Pinchas, it's not two separate ones. The one that's mentioned here is the one mentioned over there. So that's what Rebbe says. Ayel Echad, Hu Ha'amar Kan, that's the one that's stated here in Achareimos, and Hu Ha'amar B'chumash HaPikudim, that's the one that's said in Bamidbar. Let's digress for a moment. What does the Gemara call Sefer Bamidbar? Not Sefer Bamidbar. It calls it Chumash HaPikudim. You find in Chazal, we call it Bereishis Shmois Vayikra Bamidbar Devarim. You see in Chazal, they had a different name for it. And Bereishis, either called Sefer Bereishis or it's called Sefer HaYoshar. Shmois is called Chumash Sheni. Vayikra is called Sefer HaKohanim, or Teres HaKohanim. Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPikudim. Rashi says later on Daf Samaches Amid Beis, Rashi says it's because there was the beginning of the counting, so Pikudim, they counted Bnei Yisrael. It starts off with that. And what's Sefer Dvarim called in Chazal? Mishneh Torah. So we have totally different names for that. If you look at the Netziv in this Hakdamah to Sefer Shemais, he goes through why is Shemais, why doesn't it have its own name? Either call it Shemais, or you have this other name for it. Why is it called Chumasheni? And if you go Chumasheni, so it would be Sefer Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. Ayin Shami explains, really, it's just a continuation of Chumash Bereishis. But then, starting with Vayikra, which we're starting this week already, that's now separate. And as the end of what started in Bereishis already ended in Shemais, with the building of the Mishkan, and they were considered redeemed fully from Mitzrayim, and now we start the laws, which start in Sefer HaKohanim, and then Chumash HaPikudim. So back to the Gemara. So Rebbe says, even though it says Ayel Echad in Chareimos and Ayel Echad in Pinchas, it's the same Ayel. And how do we know it's the same Ayel? Rebbe says over there, the Gemara actually quotes this on Daf Ayin Amid Beis. Rebbe says, because it says Echad. So Ayel Echad tells me, that indicates to me, it's only one. It's the same one mentioned over there and over there. Rabbi Lezaber Shimon, I mean, no, Shnei Elamein. There's actually two rams that you have to bring on my Kippurim. Echra Amar Kan, one that says it in Parshas Acharemois, Vechra Amar B'chumash HaPikudim, and one that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas in Sefer Bamidbar.
According to that one number, how did they able to go? When was this other
problem? Presumably, you could say one was a Musaf. You could say presumably they had two rams and they brought it. Same like on Shavuos, they brought two rams. I assume they brought it just in succession, one after the next. And here too, they brought two. So the question was, did you have one ram to bring on Yom HaKippurim or two? An interesting machlokes. So if you are of the opinion like Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that says Shnei Elam Haim, it's actually two different ones, then you're back to the problem. Miluim had how many? One ayil and one par. Shavuos had how many? Two Elam, so you can't learn it out. Well, now we're saying Yom HaKippurim itself has two. So how could you learn that out? And if you can learn that out from the Miluim, so learn out Shavuos too. And Shavuos would be a good option because you have 7 days for one day, like the Gemara said before. The Gemara says, Afilo Tamer Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, even going along with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, still, it's not a question. Why? Hosom chad l'chivas hayoim v'chad l'musafin. Even if you're of the opinion that you had two rams that were brought, but one was brought for the chivas hayoim, for the chiv of Yom HaKippurim, which needs a carbon, it requires a carbon on its own, v'chad l'musafin, one is for the musaf, which makes sense, because really what's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, all the musafin. So in Parshas Acharemos, you'll understand that's the regular chivas hayoim, the obligatory carbon of the day, and then in Parshas Pinchas it adds the musaf that you have to bring that day too, but two in total. But it comes to exclude, and as you can't say it's the same by Shavuos, the Tarvayu Chovas Hayam Ninu, both are karbonis that you would bring for the obligation of the day, and again, therefore, it's not comparable to Miluim, and therefore, we're going to stick with Yom HaKippurim is the limud that we learned from Lechaper from the Miluim. The fascinating Gra, and it really comes up several times in the Masechta. This is one of the places it comes up, because the kasha that the Chayyodim has, Rabbi Avram Danzig, who wrote the Sefer Chayyodim and wrote the Sefer Chokmas Odom, and lived at the same time as the Vilna Gaon. I believe actually they were Mechutanim as well. They were related some way, somehow. And he has in the back of his Sefer Chokhmah Sadam, which is on Yerideya, he has a kuntris called Matzeves Moshe. This kuntris he wrote as a zikaron, as a memory for his son, who was 20 years old when he was nifter. And he wrote Matzeves Moshe, his son Moshe. This would be a matzeva for Moshe. And he wrote Halachas of Avelis, Hilchas Avelis. At the end of this little kuntris, this Sefer, which is now obviously put in the Chokhmah Adam, he has, since we know that Misas Tzadikim and Yom HaKippurim are compared to one another, I'm going to bring a little thing here of questions that I had on Parshas Acharemos. And he lists six questions, and he says the Gra comes along and says an idea, and with the Gra's idea, you answer all six questions. Okay? What are the questions? If you take a look at your Chumash Parshas Acharemos, look at Parshas Acharemos, because we don't usually have time in the week of Acharemos to be ma'ayim properly in it. But right at the outset, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Acharemos Shnei Bnei Aaron, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Daber Al Aharon Achicha, Vayoveh B'Chaleis Al HaKodesh, can't always come to the Kodesh. Asher Aaron Kibel Noner El B'Zois, with this Yoveh Aaron Al HaKodesh, Befar Ben Boker L'Chatos, Vayel Lo'ila. And you go to the next page, and you have pasuk vav hikrav aharon as parachatos pasuk ches v'nosen aharon pasuk tes v'hikrav aharon. So the first question is, like, what do you have to mention Aaron's name so many times? Obviously, the kohen has to do it. So just say this is what the kohen does, and they says he's makriv the korban, he brings the korban, he so does the korban. What do you have to mention Aaron's name in every single pasuk? And more so, he says, it's a very strange way of describing this mitzvah of the Avodah Yom Kippurim. Every time, we'll see in other places, you say, on this day, these are the korbanos you bring. And here, it doesn't mention when this is. Right? It says, speak to Aaron, and this is what you do. So this is the protocol. You bring the korban, you do that, and it doesn't even say when it is. At the end of the parsha, where is it? It's Perek Tezayin. Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chav Tes, 644 in the stone Chumash over here. Right, a pasuk of that. V'hoyselachem lechukas olam. This will be a law for all times. When b'chodesh hashvi, on the seventh month, b'asalachodesh, the tenth of the day, which is Yom Kippurim. So we wouldn't know when this is until at the end it pipes up and says, "Oh, by the way, this is when this is." And what does it say in pasuk lamed beis? And v'chipar akoyin hashayim shachoyso. And all of a sudden now it's just a stam koyin. So if here it was okay to say, this is what the kohen will do on this day, so what are you mentioning Aaron so many times at the beginning? And why do you first mention the day that you do this all the way at the end? Right? This is two of his questions. And another question is, this sheet in the Gemara, this opinion, that the same aisle that was mentioned over here is mentioned over there. Now that's very strange. Where else do you find that the carbon that you bring is mentioned in two different places? Why would you do that? If you say, like Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, it's actually two rams, so you're mentioning for whatever reason you split it up, but there are two rams brought. But if you say it's the same ram that you mentioned over here is the same one mentioned over there, why mention it twice? So the Vilna Gaon comes up with a novel idea. It's really not his idea, it's based on a medrash, but he sort of brought out this medrash and thereby answered a lot of different questions over here. The medrash says, it's medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, in Acharemos, and Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, is Aaron indeed going to be worthy for the job? And it says, V'al yovay b'chol eis el HaKodesh. And Moshe Rabbeinu thought, oh, you know, he can't come at any time. And the Medrash says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not like you think. It's not like you think, the Medrash says. But rather, there's a lot of times, eis could mean once a day, eis could mean once a week, eis could mean once every 7 years, eis could mean once every 70 years. He says, not like you think. It's not any of those eises. But rather, ala b'chol shoshu reitzel ikonis, ikonis. a special halacha, says the Medrash, by Aaron HaKohen, whenever he wants to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he may go in. One condition. Rak sheikanes b'seidu avoyde shenem b'parshazu. However, if he ever wants to go in, he has to do the avoid of Yom HaKippur. And then he's allowed to go in whenever he wants. Not, no other kohen could do that. No other kohen could do that. Aaron HaKohen is allowed to do that. So says the Vilna Gaon, based on this idea, that's what the Chochmas Sodom here quotes, and it's quoted already in the Kol Aleyo and other places, that this parsha of Acharei Mos, really what it's talking to is Aaron HaKohen. Therefore, v'hikrav Aaron, and it says v'zoysia v'Aaron al Hakodesh. Why? Because we're really talking about a special halacha which pertains to Aaron HaKohen himself, and therefore, whenever he wants to go in, he can go in, but he has to do this order, and that's why it says ayel echad. Right? He'll bring in ayel echad. This ayel echad is referring to the ayel echad that if he wants to go in on a regular day during the year, he has to bring the ayel echad. Now, at the end of the parasha, it says that, by the way, this whole avodah that Aaron HaKohen will do and can do, it's a chiyuv to do on Yom HaKippurim, and that's why it says it for the end. It says, by the way, on the 7th month and the 10th day, a kohen will bring the kohen gadol. Then will bring him to the Kodesh HaKadosh and do that. But Aaron HaKohen can do whenever he wants. So this answers the Chochma Sodom. Says this answers also over here why it says it twice, even though it's only one ayel. But this is referring to the time when Aaron HaKohen would want to do it by himself. Okay? So this is what the Vilna Gaon says. The Meshech Chochma, who's one of those, the Meshech Chochma, and that Pasuk B'Zayis Yavei Aaron, he's one who says, I saw this pshat from the Vilna Gaon, and he takes it a little bit, little step further. He actually says that if you look and go with the Sephorno's understanding of the Sephorno and Parshas Emor, the Sephorno has even a greater Chiddush. And he says, what's the reason why Aaron HaKohen was able to go on Yom HaKippurim? Because Yom HaKippurim is a special day where there the Shechina is even more apparent, and the Kohen is on a high level of a Malach, he can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sort of meet up with the Shechina itself. However, we're saying Aaron HaKohen was always on that level. Meshech Chochma quotes a Sforno that really all the years in the Midbar, all 40 years in the Midbar, the Anan, the cloud of glory that hovered over and surrounded Klal Yisrael, really uplifted them to the Madrega, the level of Malachim. And therefore he says, for that reason, any Kohen Gadol during the 40 years in the Midbar would be able to go in. It's not reserved only for Aaron, but any Kohen Gadol. Now, there was only one other Kohen Gadol in the Midbar. Who was that? Ooh, a lot of different choices here. Aaron HaKohen's son, Elozer. So when Aaron died, who did Moshe Rabbeinu say, right? So they took him up to Hor HaHor, and he told Aaron, you're going to die there, but Elozer, your son, will take over. So Elozer became the Kohen Gadol afterward. Elozer became the Kohen Gadol. Pinchas was a Kohen then, but he wasn't the Kohen Gadol then. Elozer was the Kohen Gadol throughout the Midbar, and he served with them with the Yeshua when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So with the whole nafkamina, the whole difference between the Groz Pshat and the Meshech Chochma is just Elozer. But it's a whole way, a different way of looking at it. According to the Groz, says Aaron HaKohen was always on that level of Yom HaKippurim. And according to the Meshech Chochma, the Sforno basically, throughout the years in the desert, they were always on a level of every day being Yom HaKippurim. Fascinating idea. Says the Gemara Nukasha, the Yema Rosh Hashanah. A lot of people say that word wrong. What's the holiday that falls out on the first day of Tishrei? Rosh Hashanah. No. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh is the acronym for the Rishon, Rabbeinu Asher, in the back of the Gemara. The acronym is Rosh. It's spelled Reish Ayin Shin. This is Rosh Hashanah. It's the head of the year, the beginning of the year. A lot of people are in. It's Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the extra yomtiv, the extra day that needs 7 days of prisha for the Kohen Gadol is Rosh Hashanah. Why the prisha shiva, the Yom Echad
Avodu, that would work because you have 7 days of separation for 1 day of Avoida. Amar Rabbavo again says, no, this also doesn't work. Done in par va'ayil shaloi, be par va'ayil shaloi. You have to make a comparison and learn out from the par and the ayil that the Kohen Gadol himself brings from his own money, as opposed to la'afuke atzeres v'reish Hashana, as opposed to mipar va'ayil shaloi, which is by the miluim, it was brought from his own, because by the miluim, again, it says, as Rashi points out in the beginning of Shmini, it says, Kach lecho egel ben bokor, take from you, Aaron, an egel, a par that is, and an ayel oila. So who paid for that? Aaron HaKohen paid for that. He paid for it then, therefore, Yom HaKippurim, who pays for it? He does. Then you can compare the two. La'afuge comes as opposed to Atzeres v'Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, the Tzibur Ninu, who pays for the Korbanos then? The Tzibur pays for it. So here, Taisva says you take the Atzeres out, because we already answered Atzeres. But you can leave it in also as another answer why Atzeres is refuted from being learned out. Okay?
So, Rosh Hashanah is only 1 day back then?
Very good. It's a good kasha. It has to be 7 for 1, and yet Rosh Hashanah will be 2. And the teretz is, it's Yom HaRichta. Like the Gemara says, Yom HaRichta. It's considered, halakhically, still considered 1 day. Like it's not a Yom Tov Sheni Shalgolius, the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It has the same stringencies as the first day. Right. Yeah. I mean, what did they do? Did they bring other karbanas? Did they bring other karbanas the second day also? Yeah. Why? What's the question?
You like to daven the first day?
Yeah, that's a big shaila. Why? What if the din was the first day? What do you need the second day for? Okay. Yeah, there's Kairi. We once spoke about it. He'll remember.
It was 1 day.
Huh?
It was 1 day. It became 2 days in the time.
Only after the Churban?
Of Rabbi Gamliel.
Only after the Churban. Yeah? Saying even back then was only 1 day. Okay, we need to check into that. Says the Gemara like this. So going, what are we going with now? That the reason why we're going to learn out Yom HaKippurim from the Miluim is because why? Because it has to be from him. It has to be his money. That comes from the tzibur, that he comes from the money from the tzibur, from the people. That's good if you're of the opinion that kach lecha is mishalecha. When it says you should take an egel, or any time it says in the pasuk lecha from you, it's mishalecha. It means to indicate it should be from you, whoever it's talking about. Or like va'aseh lecha, make for you. Rashi says the example is when Moshe Rabbeinu was told, aseh lecha shtei chatzoi tzreis kesef, make 2 silver trumpets. It's mishalacha. It has to be from your own money. You have to pay for it. El lemandar mebishel tzibur. But if you hold that even when it says lacha, it's still referring to the tzibur when it has to come from a tzibur, ma'ikal meimar. Desanya, because here we have this machlokes in a brisa. When it says kach lacha, it's mishalacha. Va'asei lacha, when it says you should take, or when it says you should make, mishalacha, it's going to indicate you have to pay for it yourself. Either Moshe Rabbeinu in those cases, or Aaron HaKohen. And when it says V'yichu Eilecho, like for example the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, V'yichu Eilecho Shem and Zayezach, who pays for the Shem and for the Menorah? That's Mishel Tzibur. And as it doesn't say Lecho, it says V'yichu Eilecho, take to you from the Tzibur. That's Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia is of the opinion when it says Lecho, it means Lecho. However, Rabbi Yonasan Omar says, Bang, both of those lashonos, both of those wordings, Mishel Tzibur. You actually have to bring it from the Tzibur. So why does it say kach lecha? If it means they're going to have to collect the money from the Tzibur, and they have to pay for it, so why would he tell Moshe Rabbeinu kach lecha that you should take? So the Gemara says like this. When he means kach lecha, it's kaviyachol. Mishalacho ani roitze yoyser mishalohem. Now, what does this mean, kaviyachol? And what does it mean, I would want from you more than them? So Rashi has two understandings, two explanations to what this kaviyachol means. The first pshat Rashi says, he says, it's a pshat that I heard, ani shamati, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe, that really, had I had a choice, and this could come from an individual, I would want it from you more than getting it from the whole tzibur. However, this is a carbon tzibur, it has to come from the tzibur. But in the Torah itself, Hashem indicated, and we're going to see why, because when it's Klal Yisrael is not doing the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem says, I would prefer rather just to have it from you yourself. So he says, kach lecha, meaning to say, kaviyochol, Hashem is saying, as if it were, as if he was able to say, if I can get it from you, I'd rather from you, but you take it from the tzibur. That's one way of learning kaviyochol. As if if it would be possible to take. The other way, Rashi says, ani oimer, I said the pshat's like this. Kaviyochol, as if Hashem was able to say it, but he can't say it. Why? Because it's that it would be too hard, kaviyochol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say that I'm disgusted with Klal Yisrael, and I'd rather have it just from you. So even though it says kach lecha, it doesn't mean I could have it from you, but Hashem is sort of lamenting and saying, kaviyochol, I want to say that I'm not happy about taking it from Klal Yisrael. But really, he's taking it from Klal Yisrael. So the word kaviyochol we use always when referring to as if something could be. There's a Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz that says kaviyochol means chaf beis yochol. What's chaf beis? The 22 letters of the Torah yochol. And as the Torah could say such a thing, we would never be able to say such a thing. But the Torah itself, the chaf beis yochol, that could say an allusion to something. And here this is alluding to Hashem says, I would rather take from you, Moshe, than from the tzibur.
Does this refer to the korbans that Aaron HaKohen was supposed to bring for Chet HaEgel to happen for Chet HaEgel?
No, that's the Paraduma, no. These are regular...
And about the...
No.
God commanded Kapach HaEgel v'bakar l'chatat v'ay l'olah.
No, that's the Shivis Me'amilum. That's to start doing the Avodah and the...
So now we're talking just Yom Kippurim itself.
Yom Kippurim, well that's Shivis Me'amilum. That's the start of the... That's the start of the Mishkan. That's the start of the Avodah.
But this Kach Lecha, it was specific for Aaron to...
Yeah, by Aaron it was like that. But when you have it, every time it says Kach Lecha, does it mean only that person takes or anybody? Or it has to be from the... Yeah, that one we know is from Mishkan Lecha. That's what Gemara said before. Yeah, for sure. But the question is that on Yom HaKippurim, right? The question is, on Yom HaKippurim, does it indeed have to come from Aaron? So that depends. If you say when it says Lecha, that has to come from you, then Aaron indeed it comes from him. But if you say like Rabbi Yonason, that even though when it says Lecha, it still could be taken from the Tzibur, so then on Yom HaKippurim it could very well be that who pays for that? The Tzibur pays for that. So if so, why are you negating Rosh Hashanah because it doesn't come from him, it comes from a Tzibur? Yom HaKippurim also could come from the tzibur. We're not finished the brisa yet. We're going to answer this in a moment, but we could first continue the brisa. Abba Chanan Oimer. Abba Chanan says, Mishum Rabbi Lozer, the name Rabbi Lozer. Kosov Echad Oimer, one pasuk says, V'yosis Lecha Aroin Eitz. And you should make, again Lecha, you should make an ark out of wood. V'kosov Echad Oimer, another pasuk says in Parshas Terumah, the first one is an Ekev, the second one in Parshas Terumah, and it says, V'osu Aroin Atzei Shitim. And it doesn't say Lecha. So, it's a stira, we have a contradiction. Should it be, you should make it? In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, should you pay for it for yourself? Or, should everybody pay for it? V'yasu. A conflict in the Psukim. Says the Gemara, we can reconcile like this. Then Hashem says, I want all of you to contribute for the Aroin. When you are not doing like Hashem wants, then I want only from Moshe Rabbeinu.
But I might say the other way would work. If you're already straying away from Hashem, what's the best way to bring you back to Hashem?
Ah,
get you involved in
sure,
the
process, sure.
So he's saying, no, I only want Moshe. Hashem should be saying, you're leaving me, come back to me. Here's how you come back.
Yeah, so a certain thing, that's what you have the whole concept of Karbanis to bring that. But the question is, who should be the one making this Aroin? right? Who, so that he says, I want it from unsullied people. I want it from only from holy people and holy money. And therefore, I have come from Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Klai sells the Ritzon Shemagin, then I want it from them. For the Aron, at least. Maybe your idea would maybe work by Mizbeach. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say that it's not actually happening, then it's just giving it a scripture off.
Yeah, but we're saying
it's not the destroying of this moment as far as that actually. It's just referring to what their status is.
Okay, so Abba Chanan basically is going with the opinion of who? Of Rabbi Yonasan. Meaning that when it says Lecha in a Pasuk, that does not necessarily mean it has to come from you. Right? Because it says V'asis Lecha Aroinates doesn't mean necessarily it has to come from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Because if it does, then what are you answering? You're saying, when they do Ritzon Shemakom, then I want it to come from them. When it doesn't, and they're not doing Ritzon Shemakom, I want it to come from you. Right? Okay. Now, many achrayim are bothered by the following. What's the steer over here? What's the contradiction we're asking? One pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you should make an orin. Another pasuk says, v'asu orin, they should make an orin. How could it be? Should they make it or should Moshe Rabbeinu make it? What's the simple answer?
It was one Aron, and it was only one Aron, and everybody donated the money for the mishkan.
You're getting close to the answer. What's the simple answer? You have two psukim. One says they should make an Aron. The other pasuk says you should make an Aron. What's the answer? Huh?
They did. Make
two of them.
Now, I
thought everybody would know this. Why?
It's a shock to hear that.
Why would everybody know this? Because it's a Beferish Tosfos in Erevin, Samach Gimel on the base.
That's where I got it.
Yeah, I was doing this too.
And if you didn't know it from there, it's a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi on that pasuk in Akev. In Akev, Moshe Rabbeinu is staying over the story. Then we went up to get the Luchais, the Luchais Shniyais. Hashem said to me, he said, make an Aron, make a wooden Aron. Can I ask you, what was the Aron that Bezalel made in the Mishkan? What was that made out of?
It's a shittim.
Oh, it's just wood?
No, gold also.
Gold plated inside.
I believe it had gold inside, yeah. Gold on the outside, and wood in the middle. And what's the one that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make?
It's a shittim.
The Asu Aron. The Asis Locha Aroin 8. So, what's the kasha that the Gemara is asking? This the Marsha asks later on Daf Ayin Beis. It's two different Aroinas. So what's the kasha here, right? This is in Parshas Akev, Perek Yud, beginning of Perek Yud. Boy, say at that time, meaning after I broke the luchos, Amar Hashem Eli, Hashem said to me, Psol Locha Shnei Luchos Avanu Kareishenim, carve out two new luchos, and then come up to the mountain. V'asis Locha Aroin 8, make a wooden ark. Says Rashi, I made the ark, and then when I brought the luchos down, I put him inside. That's not the Aron that Bezalel made. When did this happen? This happened the day when he went up a second time. He came down on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. He went up on the 18th of Tammuz. And Hashem said, make an Aron. So way before the Aron that Bezalel made. Bezalel made an Aron first starting after Yom Kippurim, several months later, right? And this, as Tosfos points out, this was the one, the Aron that Moshe made that had the Shivrei Luchos until they transferred over to the regular Aron. That's the one that went out with them to Melchama. Right? We'd learn about during all the wars and the Nevi'im, they went out with an Aron. That was the Aron they went out of. They went out with.
Moshe made.
The one that Moshe Rabbeinu made. So what are you asking me from? So what's the kasha?
And when he was on the Mishkan.
So the Marsha asked this kasha, but the Rishash here says, Marsha, it's a good question, but you're asking because you know Rashi and Tosfos and Erevin says that, but you forgot Tosfos in Chulin that Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph. Right? Right? Which Tosfos over there? Which one? The top or the bottom? There's only one Tosfos on the page. Tosfos says like this, Taisus says over there, it's true. It's true. It's talking about two different aroinos. He says, but if the Torah says, if Hashem says, make an aroin, we could assume on our own it means to make them in the same way. So if it's going to be from you, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, then it has to be from you every time, from your money. And if it's going to be from a collection from the tzibur, then both aroinos should be from the tzibur. So that's really what the Gemara is asking over here. Why does one pasuk say you should make it, which seems to say you should pay for it, and the other pasuk says by the other aroin that everybody should pay for it? It would make sense that either Moshe Rabbeinu will pay for both, or the tzibur will pay for both. On that, the Gemara answers, you're right, really. Then everybody pays for it. Then I want only you to pay for it. That's how the Gemara answers it. So now, back to the kash over here.
Also in Kodesh HaKodeshim? Was the broken?
No, that was in the regular Aron. No, they took out the broken luchas and put it into the Aron that Bezalel made in the Kodesh HaKodeshim.
Where was the Aron?
No, the Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Where was that? I don't know. Somewhere in the Mishkan, and then somewhere.
Because the holiness of the Aron were the
luchas. Yeah. Even could be, have to check. Could be when they went out to work. Could be they had also the shtein luchas, the broken luchas inside. Yeah. So it says the Gemara like this. So again, we have a conflict here that it seems that there is an opinion that holds that you always take from the tzibur. So even presumably even Yom HaKippurim, even though it says to Aaron that you take yourself, yet the Rabbi Yonason always holds you take from the tzibur. Says the Gemara like this: that ad kan loy pligi elapi bekicha is da alma va'asiya is da alma. In other words, whenever it says kach or whenever it says asay, then they have a machloikis whether it's referring to specifically you or not. For example, kicha is ba'almo when it says kach lecha samim. Where is this pasuk? Take out your chumash, please, and look at Parshas Kisisa, Shmois Perek Lamed. Very good. It's 488 here, and if you have the stone edition of the Chumash, it's in Perek Lamed Pasik Lamed Dalid. Okay, page 488, and it says this is referring to the Keteris. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Kach lecha samim. Take from you. We're saying maybe it means samim. Take spices, and it gives the whole list. These are the ingredients for the Keteres, which is offered every day. Yeah? So ask many of the Achrayim, turn back one page, and here you have the halacha of the Shemen HaMishcha, right? This is a Perek Lamed Pasik Chav Gimel. And it says over there, V'ata and you, kach lecha b'samim reish. And it gives a whole list of the ingredients why you make the Shemen HaMishcha. So why did they jump to they skipped over this Pasik of that says lecha, kach lecha, and they went to the kach lecha from Samim. Very strange. What's even stranger is the Shemen HaMishcha was used for what? For just anointing the Kohen Gadol, right? It had nothing to do with the Tzibur per se, but the Keteres was a kapara, an atonement for the Tzibur, and therefore necessarily has to come from the bank account of the Tzibur. So you're saying this Pasuk HaSamim says actually you should take for you from yourself? Really, it would make more sense that it should come from the tzibur.
Yeah.
So really, one question answers the other. Indeed, when it says kach lecha b'shem by the shemen amishcha, kach lecha b'samim roish, there for sure we know it means just take for you, because there was something that you're doing for yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu. So there you could even, Rav Yasha wants to say it even means take for yourself, not from your money, but take for yourself shemen amishcha. But by the keteres, where there I may indeed think that I need it from the tzibur, so there yet it says kach lecha samim, take from you. You don't have to have it from the tzibur. You could actually buy it with your own money, and then you sort of donate it to the tzibur. But back to the Gemara. So akicha is the alma's kach lecha samim. When it says kach lecha samim, it means take from you. And asiya is the alma. What's that case? Asay lecha shtei chatzitzis kesef. Moshe, make two silver trumpets. So when it says it over there, then it's referring to that you have to buy it. Aval hanach. But in these other cases, perushe kamafarish de shemelechahu. By those other two cases, namely the miluim and what do we want to learn out from miluim? And Yom HaKippurim, there it says specifically that it should be taken from you. How do you know that? B'miluim michti. Let us see by miluim. Ksiv, it says, Vel b'nei Yisrael tadaber leimor, that you say to b'nei Yisrael, Kichu siri zim lechatos. Sounds like everybody should take it. Then, Vayemer el aren kach lecho egel ben boga lechatos lomali. So if you're talking to everybody that you should take, why do I have to say specifically, and you, kach lecho? Shma mino, it's indicated from here that kach lecho mishelechohu. So you see by the miluim a specific pasuk which tells me that Aaron pays for the karbonis, but the ayel and the par by himself. And now b'yom kippurim. No. I know, but that was there's the paradum was a kapara for that.
No, I think Rashi also specific. Yeah. You have to take egel.
No, the question. No, it's only because the egel is the same as the egel azov. So he felt bad, Aaron. He was embarrassed to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's kach lecho. Rashi says with words, tell him it's okay. You should take it, but only that's the reason he had to pay for it. Yeah. Well, see. And b'yom kippurim michti. Let us see. Ksiv it says b'zois yovei Aaron al hakodesh. With this, Aaron will come to the kodesh hakodashim. With what? The par ben bokar with a bull lechatos and an ayel echad loyla, and then it says umei eis adas bnei Yisrael, and from the bnei Yisrael yikach shnei sirizim lechatos, you take two goats and mikras par lechatos asher loy, and you will bring, he will bring the par for the chatos asher loy, which was to him. Lomali, why does it have to say asher loy that was to him? Shmami. No, that hi, loy, this that it says, loy, Michel loy, who? So here again, you see it. The Gemara is concluding like this. The reason, when the end of the day, why we're going to learn out from Iluim, Paraduma is Lasis, and Yom HaKippurim from Lechaper. And the Gemara went through a whole series of questions. Maybe it should be Yom HaTovim or Karbonis, maybe it should be Shmini Atzeres, maybe it should be Shuas, maybe it should be Rosh Hashanah, and we discounted all of them because they're not similar. The one that's really identical to Miluim is Yom HaKippurim. It shares in it that it's one day and therefore you have 7 days before. It shares a similarity that it's one aisle and one par, or even if you hold it's two, but it's still only one for the Chayv HaYoyim. And it's clear that the both of them are brought from the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol himself, for his money. We have two other terutzim, and that will end. Rav Ashi Omar, donin par lechatos va'ayel lo'ila, mi par lechatos va'ayel lo'ila. For that reason, they're connected. That's enough for me, says Rav Ashi. La'afuki reish Hashanah v'atzeres. We could exclude reish Hashanah and atzeres, the tarvayu oila isnenu. Both of them are for oila. Not one oila, one chatos. Both are brought for an oila. So again, it's not similar to miluim. And Ravina Omar, finally, donin avoyde b'kohen gadol, mi avoyde b'kohen gadol. Who does the avoyde on the miluim? Aaron HaKohen did it, the kohen gadol. Who does it in Yom HaKippurim? The kohen gadol. Who does it in Rosh Hashanah? Lafuke kulo kushayson, Rosh Hashanah and Pesach and Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres. Every kohen, any kohen could do it. A kohen, all the kashis. I mean, all of the above mentioned kushis are all wiped away now. Why? Because you have to have similar kohen gadol doing it here to kohen gadol doing it over here. The ikadamri, the lava of it, kohen gadol anu. The ikadamri, some say, Ravina, what he meant is, what he said was like this. Donin avoida tchila, me avoida tchila. Lafuki hani delav tchila ninu. What does that mean? My tchila. What do you mean? You have to compare what was done betchila. What does that mean? My tchila. Ilai metchila bekayin gadol. That was first done. The first time the avayda was done with bekayin gadol. Like the miluim was the first time avayda was done, or the first yom kippur was that bekayin gadol. Hainu kamaisa. That's the first. That's the first chilik that he made. El avayda tchila b'makayim me avayda tchila b'makayim. The first avoda that was done in that place in the Mishkan was on Yom Miluim. The first avoda was done on Yom HaKippurim was done on that Makim. But after that, all those other subsequent times was already not the first time for doing a avoda in that Makim.